I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, a newbie spectator's take on the Tour de France. But first, here to talk baseball as the major leaguers begin the second half of the season is ESPN's Tim Kirkjian. Hi, Tim.
How are you, Bill?
Very well, thank you. The Philadelphia Phillies lost 10 of 11 games going into the All-Star break, Tim. They sit at the very bottom of the National League East. How's it looking for them in the latter half of the season?
I don't like the looks of the Phillies at all, Bill, and this is the team I picked to go to the World Series.
So that's why it's happening.
Wow. They are going to get Roy Halladay back probably this weekend or early next week, which is a great sign. However, their ERA is well over 4, which is very unlike a Phillies team. Their bullpen isn't what it was supposed to be. Chase Utley is back, but he doesn't look like the same Chase Utley. Ryan Howard is back. He doesn't look like the same Ryan Howard. And let's face it, that National League East is way better than it used to be. There is not a pushover in that division. The Nationals are not going to get caught by the Phillies, I can assure you that. So I don't think we're looking at a playoff spot for the Phillies this year. And frankly, I cannot believe I'm saying that at the All-Star break.
The aforementioned Washington Nationals used to be a pushover. Now they're in first place. Do they stay there and then make a postseason run?
I think they do, Bill. Their pitching, as we all know, has been spectacular. And it's not just good starting pitching. It's good power starting pitching. They strike people out. They overwhelm people. It is a really good rotation and an exceptional bullpen also. Plus, they're starting to score some runs. They're going to get healthier in the second half. Jason Worth is going to come back. And I think they are the team to beat in that division. That doesn't mean the Braves or the Mets can't win it, but I think the Nationals might be the best team in the National League as we head into the second half, and I can't believe I'm saying that. I would have never said that in April.
Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper was considered to be the favorite to win Rookie of the Year honors this year, but the Angels' Mike Trout has also made a big splash. I promise I didn't write that. Somebody else did. Anyway, is this the beginning of a great rivalry?
Yes, I think it is. I'm trying to remember, Bill, and I don't think I'm old enough, and I'm 55, when two players came into the league at the same time, this young, with this kind of ability. We may have to go back to 1951 with Mantle and Mays, and I don't think I'm exaggerating here. Mike Trout is maybe the fastest player in the game. Bryce Harper isn't that fast, but he's fast, he's athletic, he can throw, he can hit for power, and I had an American League manager tell me recently that we're going to wake up 25 years from now, and both of those guys are going to have 500 home runs and be in the Hall of Fame. That's what we're looking at with these two guys.
In the American League, the Yankees are on top of their division and looking, as you so often say, like the Yankees. But is this just because all the other AL East teams are not very good?
No, I think the Yankees are really good, but you're right about the second part. The Red Sox just haven't been what we thought they would be, mostly because of the injuries. The Rays have not been what we thought they would be because their pitching has been good, not great like we thought it would be, and their defense has been horrible when we expected it to be great. And we've learned again, Evan Longoria, their star third baseman, has been out for weeks now, and he's going to be out for weeks longer, and they cannot survive simply without him because they don't score enough runs, and he is the anchor of that defense. Baltimore's pretty good, but it is running out of bullets, and Toronto isn't quite as good as we thought they were entering the season.
One might assume that the Texas Rangers would be on something of a mission after the way they lost the World Series in 2011. Has that been the case?
Yes, and I think the Rangers remain the best team in baseball, and yet their entire starting staff, it seems, has been injured at one time or another. But they're starting to get healthy now, and when that team gets healthy, it's going to be a very, very dangerous team, not just pitching-wise, but offensively. And they are so determined to win the World Series this year after losing 2 years in a row that I expect them to make a big push before the July 31st trade deadline and go after either Cole Hamels of the Phillies or Zach Greinke of the Brewers, make a real push because they need that true number one starting pitcher at the top of the rotation. They have a lot of twos, they have a lot of threes, and they have a lot of depth, but they need a one if they're going to, like, come as close as they can to guaranteeing a World Series, and they're not going to stop so they get that.
Tim, I don't imagine there are any teams out there actually aiming for the so-called second wild card slot in each league, but do we have a sense of who might creep into the playoffs via that route?
Well, like the entire National League is aiming for the second wild card spot because of the relative weakness of that league, and that is going to come in very handy for teams that are even under 500 now. They will have that site, their sights on the second wild card spot. And the National League is so fluid now, it's ridiculous. In the American League, I really believe the Yankees are going to win, the Tigers are going to win, the Rangers are going to win, and the Angels are going to win one of the wild card spots, which means all those other teams, Tampa Bay, Boston, Chicago, Cleveland, they're all going to be shooting for that second wild card spot. And if they're really, really honest with themselves and you say, we'll give you the second wild card now, to any of those teams, they would probably say, we'll take it, because the other teams in the league are simply better than they are.
Tim Kirkjian is a senior writer for ESPN Magazine and ESPN.com. Thanks very much for speaking with me, Tim.
Thank you, Bill.